This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors, champions of District 27-5A, will play their final regular season match of the 2025 season at Goldie Harris Gym tonight. Seguin wrapped up a district title with a road sweep of San Antonio Highlands this past Friday. The Lady Mats are 14-0 in district. They'll conclude their regular season on Friday at San Antonio Brackenridge. The UIL bi-district round is scheduled for October 30th through November 1st. Seguin will take on San Antonio Burbank for their final home match of the season. First serve in the match takes place at 6:30 tonight at Goldie Harris Gym. The Navarro Lady Panthers will play at Gonzales tonight. The Lady Panthers have clinched a spot in the postseason. They're currently in second place in District 28-4A with a 6-2 record. Navarro will finish their regular season on Friday when they host Cuero. The Lady Panthers go for their 20th overall win of the season tonight in Gonzales. The Lady Apaches host the Lady Panthers at 6:15 tonight at Gonzales High School. And the Marion Lady Bulldogs, champions of District 27-3A, are on the road tonight. Marion, 8-0 in district, has won 12 straight matches. The Lady Bulldogs will conclude the regular season at home on Friday against San Antonio Cole. Tonight, they'll take on Young Women's Leadership Academy. First serve between YWLA and Marion takes place at 7 o'clock tonight at San Antonio Highlands High School. To cross country now, the Seguin boys cross country team competed at the Class 5A Region 4 meet in Corpus Christi on Monday. The Matadors finished 18th as a team. Junior Adrian Rangel finished 24th out of 189 runners in the 5,000-meter race. Sophomore Noah King crossed the finish line in 47th place. Sophomore Eric Hernandez finished 150th. Junior Miguel Hernandez was 159th. And sophomore Coy Garcia finished 179th. Earlier this month, the Seguin boys finished second at the District 27-5A meet. Rangel was first to break the tape and earn the gold medal at the district meet. And finally, college football. The Texas Lutheran Bulldogs welcome Austin College to Seguin for homecoming on the TLU campus this Saturday. The Bulldogs are coming off a 50-48 win over Hendricks College this past Saturday. The game went back and forth at the end. The Warriors took the lead on a 78-yard touchdown pass with 31 seconds left. TLU then used all of those 31 seconds to advance to the Hendricks 4-yard line with no time on the clock. The Bulldogs got an untimed down following a pass interference call and scored when quarterback Reese Dietrich rolled right and hit receiver Jamari Nichols just across the goal line to win the game. The TD capped a 62-yard drive. TLU head coach Neil LeHue talked about the drive, which included a big catch by receiver Lavonte Henry.
And we had a last-second play there, or what we call a two-point play, and we went with it, and it worked. So, you know, it was a great job of executing all the way down. And like I said, O-line gave the quarterback a lot of time. Reese made some good throws, and our receivers, Lavonte Henry, made a great catch, got flipped upside down. He did a great job.
The Bulldogs improved to 2-0 in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference with the win. They'll play their final home game of the season this Saturday against SCAC foe Austin College at homecoming. The game will kick off at 4 p.m. at Bulldog Stadium on Saturday. You'll be able to hear the game on KWED. Our TLU football pregame starts at 3:30 Saturday afternoon on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.